أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. Today is the day of Ashura, where Imam Hussain alayhi salam is standing alone in the Maidan of Karbala. And there is no one to help Imam. There is no one to help him, and he is raising his voice, Alvin Nasirin Yansuruna. Is there any helper who can help us? Alvin Mughithin Yughithuna. Is there anyone who can rescue us? Alvin Dhabin Yadumfu Al Haram Rasulullah. Is there anyone who can defend the Haram of Rasulullah? We find that the day of Ashura starts with the Adhan of Ali Akbar. And Ali Akbar did his Adhan at the time of Fajr. And Imam Hussain alayhi salam is leading the Jamaat of the Fajr prayers. All the Banu Hashim are present at the time of Fajr. All the Ashab and companions are praying behind the Imam. And as soon as the prayer ends, Umar ibn Sa'd throws his first arrow towards the Khiyam and tents of Imam Hussain, saying that be a witness towards Yazid, that I was the first person who threw the arrow towards Hussain. And 4,000 arrows came towards Imam Hussain alayhi salam and his companions. We find several of the companions became shaheed in the first attack. And by the time the Zuhr prayers, the time of Zuhr prayers arrives, Abu Sumama As-Sa'idi comes forward and he says to Imam Hussain that this is the beginning time of Zuhr. Imam alayhi salam replied, Zakarta Salata, you recall the prayers. Ja'alakallahu min al-musallin al-dhakirin. May Allah include you among those who pray and remember. So we find that Na'am hada awwal waqtaha. Imam said, yes, this is the beginning time of the prayers. So saluhum an yakuffu anna hatta nusalli. Ask them to stop the war so we can pray. Which I am paraphrasing all these narrations in my own words. And Habib ibn Mudahir went towards the army of Ashqiya to ask them to stop the war, at least for the time being, when Imam Hussain is praying the Zuhr prayers. And they replied back to Habib that no prayers of yours are accepted if you don't accept the Khalifa Yazid. Habib became upset on this answer and he was about to attack the army, but he was stopped because this is the beginning time of prayers. So he came back. Everybody is now, they praying behind Imam Hussain alayhi salam. But there is a difference, brothers and sisters, because two of the companions, Sa'id and Zuhair, are standing in front of the Imam. Two of the companions, because the army did not stop the war, so Sa'id and Zuhair has to stand in front of the Imam. Sometimes when an arrow is coming, Sa'id comes forward and takes the arrow over his chest. And so then, he doesn't have to feel embarrassed in front of Fatimatul Zahra. He doesn't have to feel embarrassed in front of Rasulullah that we allowed your son to become injured and killed and we protected our lives. Sometimes Zuhair comes forward, then he takes the arrow over his chest and Imam Hussain is saying his Zuhr prayers. By that time, Imam Hussain was done and he said his final salam to end the prayers. We find these two great companions of the Imam, they also said their final salam, their farewell salam to Imam Hussain, and they fell down over the ground with a lot of injuries already. Look at the mercy of Imam Hussain. He comes towards each of those two, comes towards Sa'id, then raises the hand, and Sa'id says to the Imam, Hal wafaytu yabna Rasulullah, were I faithful towards you? Did I do my wafa towards you? Were I faithful towards you, the son of the messenger? And Imam Hussain, look at his mercy, he replies back, Naam anta amami fil jannah. Yes, you are ahead of me in the paradise. And the same conversation takes place towards Zuhair. Imam alayhi salam raises his hand And Zuhair says the same thing. Hal wafaytu ya Rasulullah. Were I faithful towards you, the son of the messenger? And Imam Hussein replies back, Naam, yes, anta amami fil jannah. You are ahead of me in the paradise. So these two lovers of Imam Hussein are ahead of him in the paradise, according to what Imam Hussein himself has said. This is the time of the Dhuhr prayers. But brothers and sisters, later on, as the Ashab, they went forward to become Shaheed, one after the other, and the Banu Hashim, the turn for Banu Hashim arrived. Ali Akbar was the first person, and so on and so forth. Or the children of Hazrat Aqil, the children of Hazrat Ja'far, and so on and so forth. The children of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the brothers of Abu Fadl Abbas, all of them became Shaheed. And finally, the son of Fatima al-Zahra is standing alone in the Maidan of Karbala. And he is raising his voice, Hal min nasir yansuruna. This voice is still alive, brothers and sisters. It is still calling upon us to come and join the ranks of Imam Hussein.
Labbaik ya Hussein! Labbaik ya Hussein! Labbaik ya Hussein! Labbaik ya Hussein!
So we are supposed to join Imam Hussein even today. So we find Imam Hussein raised his voice, Hal min nasir yansuruna. There was no reaction from anywhere, except there were two reactions coming. One was Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, our Imam who was ill in the Maidan of Karbala. He came out, despite of his illness, he came out in weakness. He took a spear, a broken spear in his hand, and he came out to defend the Imam. Imam alayhi salam said to Umm Kulthum, Khudhihim, let me take him back towards the tent. Imam Sajjad was taken back towards the tent, and we find the second reaction was from the Khaymah of Rubab. The Khaymah where Ali al-Asghar, who was in the cradle, inside the cradle, this young baby, he made himself fell down from the cradle. Look at the reaction of Ali al-Asghar. You know, as if he's trying to say to everyone that I'm ready to respond to the call of my Mawla. I'm ready to sacrifice my life. I love the Shahadat. So we find Imam heard the voice of some of the ladies there crying, and he comes close to the Khaymah and tent, and he was told that since Ali al-Asghar heard your voice of istighasa, he make himself fell down from the cradle. He's not coming into the lap of anybody. Imam Hussein comes inside himself, and there is no statement mentioned in the narration that Imam have said, but he stretched his hand and Ali al-Asghar came into the hand of his father as if he was waiting for Imam Hussein to come. And now, brother and sister, Imam Hussein is taking his 6 months old baby, and his mother, Hazrat Rubab, is standing at the gate of the tent. You just imagine the situation. The 6 month old baby is taken. Hazrat Rubab is standing at the gate of the tent. Imam comforted her by saying, you know, that all those people who maybe I can get water for him. Obviously, the people who went before Ali Asghar, they could fight, but Ali Asghar is not even able to fight. So Imam Hussein al-Islam was comforting the mother of the baby. Maybe I can get water for him. And Imam went outside, and Hazrat Sakina was watching this whole conversation. So Imam went outside, and he said to the Ashqiya, if you in your opinion think that Hussein ibn Ali is at Hussein is at fault, this baby is not at fault, give some water to him. But there was no response from the Ashqiya. Finally, Imam put the baby over the burning sands of the desert and said that if you think that Hussein wants to drink water, he wants to drink water instead of the baby. So he's putting what he was trying to, what his action was translating into, that if you think Hussein was trying to drink water by that excuse, he's putting Ali Asghar over the ground now. You come yourself and give water to Ali Asghar. But nobody came forward. And finally, Imam Hussein took Ali Asghar back into his lap and said a statement that really shakes the heart of every person who is Muslim. Imam said, Ama feekum Muslim? Isn't there any Muslim person among you? You know, obviously, we learned that Islam has been emphasizing so much on giving water, and these people are not responding. So Imam said to them, once among fikum Muslim, and then there was no response coming. There is another statement mentioned in the history that Imam said, is there any sahibul awlad, somebody, anyone who has children? If somebody, you know, if there's a father there who has his own kids, he understands what happens to the heart of the father and the mother when the child is thirsty. You know, but there was no response. Instead, the response was from Umar ibn Sa'd. He said to Harmala, that ibta kalam al-Hussein. That means cut off the kalam of Hussein, because the people in the army, some people in the army of Umar ibn Sa'd, they turned their faces around. They started to cry over the mazlumiyyat. So Umar ibn Sa'd commands Harmala, Harmala, send his three-pointed arrow towards the neck of Ali al-Asghar. The riwayat says, فَانْقَلَمَ الصَّبِيُّ عَلَى يَدِ الْإِمَامِ. Ali al-Asghar dies in the hand of the Imam. And Imam al-Islam, the arrow went through the neck of Ali al-Asghar into the arm of Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein al-Islam took the blood of Ali al-Asghar in his own hand. Now we have several narrations. Some of the narrations say, Imam was trying to throw the blood over the ground, but the earth replied, if this blood falls over the ground, there will be no plantation growing for the rest of the time. And another narration says, Imam was trying to throw the blood towards the sky, and the sky replied, if this blood comes towards me, there will be no rain coming any longer. Then some narrations say, no, Imam Hussein did throw the blood towards the sky. And obviously, that blood is protected with the Rasulullah. And you know, and some other narrations say, Imam Hussein took the blood of Ali al-Asghar and rubbed it over his own face. So tomorrow, he's going to meet Rasulullah with the blood of Ali al-Asghar over his own face. We find Ali al-Asghar is the only person. Now that Imam Hussein is taking the janazah of Ali al-Asghar, he put his aba over the janazah. Over the janazah, he put his aba, and he's walking a few steps forward and a few steps again towards the back. It is very hard, brothers and sisters, for the father, Imam Hussein, who is the father of the baby. How is he going to face Hazrat Rumah of the mother? You know, the 6-month baby has been killed. You know, and Imam Hussein, finally, when he reaches close to the tent, Sakina comes forward. Remember, Sakina was hearing the conversation, and Imam said, maybe I can get water for him. Sakina comes forward and says, you provided water to Ali al-Asghar. I am also your daughter. Imam Hussein removes the aba over the janaza of Ali al-Asghar. And Sakina saw that Ali al-Asghar was not given water. Instead, this is the janaza of Ali al-Asghar. This is the only janaza that Imam Hussein rubbed the blood of Ali al-Asghar over his own body. And we find he picked up the grave of Ali al-Asghar with the tip of his sword. The only janaza that was buried by Imam Hussein was the janaza of Ali al-Asghar. He digged the grave through the tip of the sword. And finally, we find when Imam Hussein comes for the wida and farewell to Hazrat Zainab, and she says that you are now prepared for death. Imam Hussein replies, how wouldn't I prepare for death? Someone who doesn't have any helper and supporter remaining. Someone who doesn't have, Imam Hussein says once, someone who doesn't have any helper or supporter remaining, why wouldn't he get ready for death? And now, Hazrat Zainab started to fulfill the wasiyyah of Hazrat Fatima. When Hussein comes to get the cloth, you know, there was a shirt that Hazrat Fatima sewed. She sewed the shirt with her own hands, you know. And Imam Hussein wanted to get that shirt from Hazrat Zainab. And Hazrat Zainab brought that shirt. And now she's trying to fulfill the wasiyyah of Hazrat Fatima. And that was to kiss the neck of Imam Hussein. And Hazrat Zainab started to kiss the neck of Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein also did another thing. He started to kiss the hands of Hazrat Zainab. These are the hands where the ropes will be tied. Imam Hussein kissed the hands of Hazrat Zainab. under his shirt, and now that he leaves, Imam Hussein, after saying his final salam to the ladies, when Imam Hussein is leaving, after he left, we find that he still hears the voice of somebody chasing him. Imam Hussein hears that if somebody is following him, as he turns around, he sees Sakina. Sakina is coming after Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein gets off the horse and makes Sakina sit over his lap. And Imam Hussein, she asks Imam Hussein to rub the head over her head. Imam Hussein finally leaps towards the Maktal and addresses the people. Come and see the war of the thirsty. Come and see the war of the hungry person. Obviously, somebody who has his family killed. His Ali Akbar has been killed. His Abbas has been killed. His Ali Asghar and Qasim have been killed. Look at the war of that kind of person who already went through all the pains. Imam fought so bravely that everyone was recalling the shujaat of Amir Mu'minin. And finally, Sayyidina Tawus says, when Imam Hussein finally, when he put the sword back and the army is retreating, and now everybody surrounded Imam Hussein. Everyone surrounded Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein is now alone. And someone who has a sword, he attacked Imam with a sword. Someone who had an arrow, he started to throw arrow over Imam Hussein. Somebody who had a spear, he attacked Imam Hussein with a spear. And someone who didn't have none of those, he attacked Imam and Maghdum with a stone and a rock. And we find Sayyidina Dawud says, a stone struck, a rock struck at the forehead of Imam Hussein. فَأَخَذَ الصَّوْمِ He took the cloth, لِيَمْسَحَ الدَّمْ عَنْ جَبْهَتِهِ So he can wipe the blood from his forehead. And that was the time when Harbala started to throw another arrow, three-pointed arrow, over the thumb of Imam Hussein. That was the second arrow, which was thrown at the thumb of Imam Hussein, three-pointed arrow. We find that arrow struck into the heart of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Sayyidina Dawud says, فَخَرَجَ الدَّمْ كَأَنَّهُ مِيْزَامْ Blood came out, gushed out, just like it's a spout of the blood coming out. فَأَخْرَجَ السَّهْمْ عَنْ وَرَاءِ ظَهْرِهِ Imam took out the arrow from the behind his back. Imam took the arrow out, and after a while, and he addresses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that these people are killing the one that is no son of the daughter of the Prophet of Allah other than me. Imam Hussein says the statement towards Allah, that he's the only son of the daughter of the Prophet being killed. So we find that after a while, Imam could not survive over the back of the horse. He could not sustain. And the Zulqarnain understood that Imam is so injured. So the Zulqarnain kneels down. Zulqarnain kneels down. The horse kneels down to facilitate the Imam to come over the ground. And Imam fell over the ground of Karbala. But no, he did not fall. He did not come to the ground yet. Because his body was raised over the arrows. The body of Imam Hussein is still raised over the arrows. So he did not come over the ground. And we find that Imam Hussein, Ayatollah Ja'far al-Shustri says, he fell down several times over his face. Face down, he fell several times. Because when he saw the enemies attacking the ladies, enemies attacking the Ahlul Haram, the ghairat of Imam Hussein could not tolerate it. Imam said, Ya Shi'ata Ali Abi Sufyan, according to some narrations, all the followers of Abi Sufyan, all the followers of Abi Sufyan, in Lam Yakun Lakum Deenun, if you people don't have a religion, وَكُنْتُمْ لَا تَخَافُونَ الْمَعَاد and you don't fear the day of judgment, فَكُونُوا أَحْرَارًا فِي دُنْيَاكُمْ So be a free man in this in your dunya. وَقَاتِلُكُمْ وَتُقَاتِلُونِ I'm fighting you and you are fighting me. فَإِنَ النَّسَى لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِنَّ جُنَاح The ladies have no fall. So Imam Hussein fell down several times over his face because he could not tolerate that situation. And finally the time arrived. Finally the time arrived when Imam was in that area, and next to the Tilla is a Nabiya, and Shimon was sitting over the chest of Imam Hussein, and Hazrat Zainab came out, and she was standing on the Tilla is a Nabiya, on that small hill. She was standing there and witnessing that time, you know, where in the Shimon was holding the beard of Imam Hussein and smothering him from behind his neck, you know, behind his neck. And Hazrat Zainab addressed Omar al-Tazar, Na'adullah alayh, that Al-Yukkalu Abu Abdullah, wa Al-Tazarlu alayh. Look at how Hazrat Zainab was protesting, even in the final moments. She did not stay silent over the world. She said, that is Abu Abdullah is being killed, and you are watching him. Meanwhile, Imam Hussein, the head of Imam Hussein, was finally raised over the spear. And meanwhile, obviously, that Hazrat Zahra was watching this whole thing. We know that Imam Ali was watching this entire thing. We know Rasulullah was watching this entire thing. And we find in Medina, Hazrat Ummul Mu'mineen, Umm Salama was sleeping at that time, at the time of Asr of Ashura. When she was sleeping, we find that she saw Rasulullah in her dream, without the amama over his head. And he was very upset, and he was mourning. So she asked, she became upset and anxious. She asked what happened, and Prophet is crying, you know, I kept coming from Karbala. My Hussein got killed. Umm Salama woke up, and she saw the turban of Imam Hussein converting into blood. As-salamu alayka ya Abu Abdullah. As-salamu alayka ya Abu Rasulullah. As-salamu alayka wa ala al-arwah allati hallat bi fina'i. Ya Hussein.
Ya Hussein.
Ya Hussein.
Ya Hussein.
Ya Hussein.
Ya Hussein.